Section 1 of the Anatomy of Melancholy, Volume 3. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Morgan Scorpion. The Anatomy of Melancholy, Volume 3 by Robert Burton, Section 1. Partition 3, Section 1, Member 1, Subsection 1. The Preface. There will not be wanting, I presume, one or other that will much discommend some part of this treatise of love melancholy, the object, which Erasmus in his preface to Sir Thomas More suspects of his, that it is too light for divine, too comical a subject to speak of love symptoms, too fantastical, and fit alone for a wanton poet, a feeling young lovesick gallant, an effeminate courtier, or some such idle person. And 'tis true, they say, for by naughtiness of men it is so come to pass, as Cosinus observes, ut castis oribus vox amoris suspecta sit, et invisa. The very name of love is odious to chaster ears, and therefore some again, out of an affected gravity, will dislike all for the name's sake before they read a word, dissembling with him in Petronius, and seem to be angry that their ears are violated with such obscene speeches, that so they may be admired for grave philosophers and staid carriage. They cannot abide to hear talk of love-toys or amorous discourses, vultu, gestu, oculis, in their outward actions averse, and yet in their cogitations they are all out as bad, if not worse than others. Erubit, posuitque meum lucretia librum, sed coram bruto, brute recede, legit. But let those cavillers and counterfeit Catos know, that as the Lord John answered the Queen in that Italian Guazzo, an old, a grave, discreet man is fittest to discourse of love matters, because he hath likely more experience, observed more, hath a more staid judgment, can better discern, resolve, discuss, advise, give better cautions and more solid precepts, better inform his auditors in such a subject, and by reason of his riper years sooner divert. Besides, nihil in hac amoris voce subtimendum, there is nothing here to be accepted at. Love is a species of melancholy, and a necessary part of this my treatise, which I may not omit. Operi suscepto inserviendum fuit. So Jacobus Marsilius pleadeth for himself in his translation of Lucian's dialogues, and so do I.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?